while the national smoking rate has fallen dramatically over the past four decades, there are pockets of the country where smoking rates remain very high. In some regions, up to 40% of the population smokes, compared to the national average of just 16%. Victoria University's Mitchell Institute is a health policy think tank that's been crunching the data to get a clearer picture of the nation's smoking habits. Ben Harris is the health policy lead for the Mitchell Institute. He joins us on, World No Tobacco Today, No Tobacco Day, I should say, from our Melbourne studio. Very good morning to you.
Thanks, Amy.
You found some places in Australia have much higher smoking rates than others. Where are they?
So as you've said, Australia has done remarkably well at reducing smoking rates across the nation, but there are parts of our national success that hide some troubling data. So places like Bridgewater and Gagebrook in Tasmania, Mount Druitt in New South Wales, Elizabeth in South Australia, or West Tamworth have got smoking rates that we haven't seen around the country since the 1980s, or in some cases the 1970s.
And are you clear as to why these particular areas have much higher smoking rates?
We know that local factors are influencing the smoking rate. Where we live, where we work, when we left school, and who we know influences smoking behaviour. In some parts of Sydney, smoking rates are 6-7%. So you don't see people smoking around in the community. While in some of these other areas, a lot of people you know will be smoking, a lot of your friends, a lot of your family.
Sure, but when you say local factors like where we live, I mean, what is it locally that influences whether we smoke? Is it just the adults in that area smoke?
We know that the best thing that we can do to stop children smoking is to have adults try and quit. When smoking is all around you, you see it as normal. When it's not, then it's a lot easier not to take it up and a lot easier to quit.
Sure, but what makes more people smoke today in Tamworth than another town in that part of New South Wales?
So what we see in places like Tamworth is there are parts of the community where everyone still smokes and we have not gone in and given those people enough support to quit. We know the quit line works. We know that national campaigns work and we know that targeted local action works. Things like smoke-free areas work, and where we have failed to get in and give these people the support they need to quit, it means that the cycle continues.
So are there socioeconomic factors at play here? I'm just trying to understand what might make that the case in one town but not the neighbouring town.
It's one of the things that means that the local situation, we need to look at local solutions for local areas. Certainly socioeconomic factors are at play, education factors are at play. But we've seen in Victoria recently, for example, some really good targeted campaigns which have reduced smoking in regional areas, reduced smoking in some of the poor socioeconomic areas, and reduced smoking among people who haven't finished year 12.
So I think one of the examples that you gave is that just north of Hobart, there are two suburbs effectively where there are much higher rates than there are elsewhere. Are you able to pinpoint historically where the surrounding area started sort of to turn its rates down and where these particular parts of Australia stayed where they were?
Only over the last decade or so. So some of the data we've got goes back to 1945, where nearly three quarters of Australian men smoked. Some of it goes back to the 70s, when women's smoking rates peaked. But over the last 10 years, what we've seen is a number of areas which have proven to be quite sticky. The northern suburbs of Tasmania are a great example where their smoking rates haven't really moved much. They've come down, but not as far down as the rest of the community.
And does this give you insight into how any anti-smoking campaign should be conducted now?
We know that quit campaigns work. The big drops in smoking around the community happened in the 1980s and late 1990s with big quit campaigns. Quit campaigns now are so much more sophisticated. We can target with social media. We can target particular groups of people. And if we have good, properly funded quit campaigns, we'll be able to see a drop in smoking rates to some of the lowest in the world.
How are you starting to see data around vaping? That's obviously the new phenomenon.
The data on vaping in Australia isn't very good at the moment. We know that vaping helps normalise smoking, and we've seen in North America a lot of issues with children taking up vaping and then moving on to smoking. And at the moment, most of the experts in Australia will argue that vaping should be treated as smoking. And it's still very bad for you.
Ben Harris, thank you very much for your time.
Thanks, Hamish.
Ben Harris is the health policy lead from Victoria University's Mitchell Institute.